and we're having fairly decent weather every day. Papagano getting a chance to rest up and charge his batteries. Let's see how charged they are. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Yeah, I don't know about resting up. We have a movie premiere coming Saturday, so.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
A lot of work ahead. I'm glad the weather has been relatively easy, so I don't have to worry all that much about that. And as it would figure, the chances of showers are getting less over the weekend, so that bodes well for Saturday for us. So I'm kind of happy about that. For us today, will be a partly cloudy and breezy day again, middle 60s. The wind kind of gusty this afternoon, and then a clear, chilly night tonight, 40. Sunshine and going to 70 Thursday. Sunny to partly cloudy, could be a spotty afternoon shower Friday, in the low 70s. And for Saturday, periods of sunshine. If there is a scattered shower, I think it's going to be in the morning. And the high 70 to 75, and the same for Sunday. So very, very pleasant weather. It should take hold from late week right through the upcoming weekend.
Well, you know, we sit here. Americans, sometimes, we are so dumb. Once again, Americans are panicking and going to the gas stations, filling up gas cans, filling up the car, panicking. And that panic, along with that pipeline being shut down, is causing problems at gas stations across the country. Mm-hmm. I rode home yesterday. I was going to get some gas, and one gas station was out, and the other gas station had about 20 cars lined up to get gas. But you know, what is it with Americans where when a crisis comes up, we try to buy everything out, water, toilet paper, gas. I mean, you'd think sooner or later we'd learn our lesson. You know?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's East Coast, because it's not affecting anybody but the East Coast. So it goes from Louisiana to New Jersey. And from what I heard this morning, they're supposed to have everything up and running by this weekend.
You know, it is a problem. But, you know, what would these Americans that are alive today have done in the Second World War? Really, think about this. When there were strict rations put on everything, you know, it's we as a country sometimes I just shake my head. We just, you know, you got to buckle down and get through it, and not think that you have to buy out everything so you have something and your neighbor doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not panicking at all. But you know, first of all, I don't have any place to go, so that's a good thing. You know, no long trips or anything like that. Just really short trips. But I don't think there's going to be a problem. I think, you know, well, they'll have it. They'll have everything going again and flowing this weekend. And then the question is, you know, they're taking advantage of this, and of course they're raising the prices.
Instantly, yes. Five cents a gallon in 1 day here.
In 1 day. So the question is when everything starts flowing again on Sunday, how quick are the prices going to come back down?
That's yeah. Well,
you tell me.
It's very slowly.
Yeah, it's you know, great excuses. But in the meantime, weather-wise, by the way, this Saturday will start the North Atlantic hurricane season, as well as the Pacific hurricane season. They're starting it early this year. Normally starts on June 1st, so starting a half a month early. And I forgot to tell you back on Monday that Andre had formed in the Pacific, the first tropical storm, but then it had weakened out. The National Hurricane Center is doing a good job as far as starting the season early, because I think that could happen, even here in the Atlantic. So there's nothing to worry about in the Atlantic right now. And that's it. So I'm hoping that the weather is good on Saturday, like I just told you people. Maybe a shower in the morning and then partly sunny, you know, low 70s during the day. Because if that's the case, I have the premiere starting at 6, and I want to serve the cocktails and the appetizers outside on the patio, and then I'll bring everybody in for dinner and the movie and dessert. So I hope that works. That would really be nice, you know, to start outside and ease everybody's tension. Almost everybody coming has been fully vaccinated. There are a few people who have not, And it's not because they weren't able to get an appointment. It's those few people who are still, you know, anti-vaccination. And you can't do anything about that.
You know, we're pretty good up here. I put up a list every day about COVID and how it affects our region, how many cases and things like that. The interesting thing in Connecticut, the vaccinations in our area, the town of Falls Village is 80% of the people have one shot, 53% have two. In Cornwall, 70% have one shot, 52% have two. In Goshen, 58% have one shot, 47% have two. In Kent, 72% one shot, 56% have one. When you take a look at North Canaan, that is the lowest town that has the total. 36% have had one shot, 22.6% have had their have had one. Pardon me, 36% have had two shots, and 22% have had one. But in North Canaan, they had one big vaccination clinic, and they've got a second one coming up. So when that second one comes up and gets done, their numbers should be back around where everybody else. But the town I live, almost 76% of the people have both shots in Lakeville, and over 60% have both shots in Sharon. So and all the numbers are coming down.
Yes, hospitalization, yes, deaths. Which is, you know, it's good. The more people that get vaccinated, the more people the less people have a chance of getting infected. So, you know, that's all a good sign as far as moving into the summer. I'm kind of excited about that. I should also tell you that yesterday, after trying my external DVD drive again on the big iMac, I said, you know, this is not working. Let me just pull this out. Let me go try it on the other iMac and see if it shows up there. Doesn't. So neither one of the iMacs recognized it. So I packed it up, shipped it back. One good thing about Amazon, you could return an object very, very quickly. So that's gone. And then something was bugging me. If I put a pre-recorded DVD into the DVD drive on the iMac, for a Disney movie, it played beautifully, but yet it won't burn. So I'm thinking to myself, is it the software or is it the hardware? I said, I got to call Apple and ask this question. And I said to him, can a DVD drive play a movie but not burn it? He said, yes.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, two different functions.
Yeah, two different functions. So I'm just going to go about, you know, I'm going to do your suggestion. I'm going to try to record, duplicate it on the thumb drive. Once I get the thumb drives, they should be arriving today for the people who are coming Saturday, give them the thumb drive. And then you and I could talk about in the week, next week or so, how I can put it up on the internet and have them access it that way.
Yeah, it's a it's the thumb drive will work because all you're doing is transferring a file onto the a completed file onto the thumb drive, so that will work.
Yeah,
that won't be any problem. And yeah, we can talk next week so you can pop it up there and have some fun with it and have people watch it that way as well.
Yeah, I think so. And really, that is about it. So today I'll mosey this afternoon. I'll mosey on by, get my hair cut. I have to do that. And then I just have to finish the odds and ends, I say odds and ends, but there's plenty to finish. But I'll continue to do that and watch the weather. Right now, where I am in the Hudson Valley, the sun is out, it's bright, and it's nice and clear. But I think in your area right now, there are some clouds.
Oh, it's cloudy, and it's 38 degrees.
Yeah. And here it's 45 and sunny.
But I still have the past couple of days, if you dress wrong, you overheat in the afternoon. And if you dress wrong, so what I've done is I've just decided to wear very light mock turtlenecks, okay? Not the heavy ones. Mm-hmm. So when I leave here around 11:30, 12 noon, when it's about 65 degrees or 60 degrees, I don't have too much on.
But it took a couple of days to get it all. That's the whole thing about living out here. When you get up in the morning and it's 30 degrees, and then all of a sudden it's 70 degrees, it's kind of hard to wear the same thing.
I have to agree, because even up at the lake house in the summertime, many a night, if it's clear up there, it gets cool. It drops into the 50s, you know, whereas in the big Apple and the big cities and everything like that, it doesn't. So, you know, you go out to church on a Sunday morning and it's like, say, 54, 55 degrees, and then you're right. By noontime, it's already at 70. So, you know, you wear a jacket to church and you really look kind of stupid coming out of church because it's already warm.
All the things, well, at least we don't have to live, well, I was going to say, at least we don't live in Tornado Alley, but even that's changed. But at least we don't have hurricanes come through.
Well, that's true, but you're right. Even the Tornado Alley has changed, too. I bet you that in time they'll be redrawing that.
Yeah, obviously, because they're forming all over the place now, and not just a little bit. Yeah, because people have camera. Everybody's got a camera now, so you can see video.
You're right, Marshall.
But still, the incidence of tornadoes in cities and in places where they don't normally happen, like, come on, in our tri-state area in the past year, we had two tornadoes already this year, and we had three last year. That just doesn't happen. That's, you know, that is really beyond just people having cameras. So
yeah. I totally agree. The cameras are definitely a great help, but you're right. Weather's changed.
Well, Pat, we haven't changed. We're still the same, and we'll be the same tomorrow.
That's right, and I'll see you then.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.